evening. This is your girl, Letitia Cozy, aka Miss Tish. I am a mother of two. I have a beautiful son and a gorgeous daughter, and ages 25 to 17. So what I am doing, a couple years ago, I had a blog. And the blog was called, I segmented by saying, like, let me straddle your brain. So I would have various topics or questions or just stuff about people that were in the media that I thought was intriguing, or, you know, imparted knowledge that I felt that could be useful to everyone, or just everyday situations that, you know, myself, for one, may go through, or, you know, females in general, moms, you know, relationships, whatever, whatnot. And I would blog about them. So I dropped the ball, kind of got busy with some other things. And so now I'm back. I am bringing that blog back as a podcast. Podcast is called Let Me Straddle Your Brain. The reason why I chose that is because, you know, I want to bring bring subjects or topics that are relevant, and that also may, you know, give you something to think about, or that totally, like, impart knowledge on you, you know, drop some jewels on you, you know. Pretty much more than likely, if there's something that I found that intrigues me or speaks to my spirit, I'm going to share that. I'm going to share that because I know that if it helped me, that it can help others. So bear with me. Like, this is my first podcast. I'm getting this whole thing down. I wasn't supposed to launch this until January 1st, 2019. Well, who knows? Maybe I may just record this and launch it on January 1st, 2019. Which so happens to be my birthday. Yes, your girl is a Capricorn. I am a New Year's baby. So, you know, it's coming up. So I'm recording this on, what's today? Today's the 23rd. Yeah, so today's the 23rd. I'm recording on the 23rd. I may just launch it on the 1st. Just so I can be, you know, ahead of the game. Like, so for me right now, I'm working on just focusing and keeping myself on schedule, on track. Eventually, I haven't done it as of yet, but eventually I will pick a set day and time to either record or to constantly launch and or post a podcast, you know, so there will be some content there for you to absorb. So I was just sitting here and I'm like, you know, I've been saying I want to do this, but I haven't delved in. I haven't even really chose my first topic, which I don't think it'll be hard because there's so many. Like, if I just, you know, create content off of strictly myself and the things that I've been through. As a young mother, a young wife. So let me just give you a little bit about myself. I was a young mother, young wife. I got married when I was 18. I had my son when I was 19, and no, I was not pregnant, and that isn't the reason why we got married. I got married first, and then I ended up getting pregnant with my son, because, you know, we was getting it in. But anyways, yeah, that'll be another topic, like sex, you know, love life, celibacy, all that stuff. So, like I said, I was a young mother, a young wife. I was married for 10 years. That union produced two children, my son and my daughter, Mandrell and Malia. I love them dearly. They're, like, really, you know, I tend to look at everybody as, the individuals that they are. So although they are my son and my daughter, they are some pretty unique individuals. They have the biggest hearts and they're so smart, and, you know, I'm just in awe at them. I know, you know, a part of me contributed to that, but I really just see them as individuals, as who they are. I've learned in my journey, which has been a rough, bumpy journey, that's pretty much what you should do. Like, if you're able to do that, if you're able to separate whatever ties you may have to a person, whether it's friendship, mother-daughter relationship, father-daughter relationship, father-son, whatever, if you're able to step out of that, that title, and look at that person for who they are as an individual, it'll help you a lot along the way. It'll help you a lot in, really deciphering, like, who to deal with, you know, whether they're a genuine person, because some people, I'm sorry, I'm yawning, because some people I found along my journey, like, family members, that's cool, like, that's my auntie, you know, but when I step out and look back at it, you know, look at her as an individual, yeah, that's my auntie, but goddamn, my auntie's shady as fuck, you feel me, or that's my uncle, you know what I'm saying, yeah, uncle cool, but damn, uncle is a womanizer, you know, so it's like, I actually see the people for the individuals as they are, and then I see if it fits in my box. Like, does that fit in my box? Like, would I fuck with this person? Like, if they didn't just have that title of auntie, cousin, you know, brother, sister. By the way, I'm an only child. Between my mother and my dad. My dad did have a daughter. I think I was like in my 20s. So we don't really have a bond. That's something I would like to work on, but. Anyways, but yeah, so I figure, like, if you are able to, like, step out of that situation, like, that title that's given, and look at people as the individuals that they are, by God, you know, I hope that you're able to do that, and everybody is just, you know, great. I mean, of course, people have their flaws, you know, and nobody's perfect, you know, but when you're just looking at a person, and you just see so much ugliness, and you really, like, would I fuck with this person? Like, if they didn't have that title, like, do I fuck with these type of people? And you're able to see no. Like, for me, that was such an eye opener. Like, so many people didn't fit in the box. You know, it's like, goddamn. You know. And I thank God, because it was God. Like, God, like, totally pruned me. And showed me, because I know, like I knew that I'm. Knew and know that I'm destined for great things, and I feel like God showing me and giving me the ability to do that helped to prune me, you know, helped to prune me, because obviously, like, you know, if you seek to be married to a boss, you know what I'm saying, or you are seeking this status, you don't really want to bring those type of people into your new situation. Like, if you know, you know, like, it just wouldn't fit, you know, you don't want to have that energy entangled into what you're trying to develop. And that's another thing, energy, like, I will speak upon that because I'm very receptive to energy. You wouldn't believe it, to a point to where, like, there's been some energy that's so strong and so negative that it affects me physically. Like, I'll physically get sick. Like, I'll feel like I gotta throw up, or I'll get a headache, a really, really bad headache. And so for me, those are triggers. Then I know, like, fuck this. Like, I gotta get out of here. Like, this energy is not cool for me. So, but yeah, like I said, I am, let's see, early wife, early mother. Two beautiful kids, love them to death. Married for 10 years, got divorced, lost everything. Got custody of the kids, lost everything. Ex-husband filed fraudulent paperwork. I've been through so much. I've had my kids kidnapped. I have experienced parent alienation, which is another. Ooh, that's another topic I definitely need to touch on, because I know that there are a lot of people going through that, and it's serious, and I went through it, and, you know, it's just an ugly thing. You know, just to touch on it briefly, parent alienation is when one parent tries to turn the child against the other parent, and, you know, they may do that by Excuse me, I'll be all late. I'm so sorry. It's so rude. So rude, but I'll get this thing down. So they'll try to turn the child against the other parent. And they may do that by, say, for instance, that child and that parent, they have a bond. And, you know, they may do that by not allowing access to the child. No phone calls, no visits. They may even kidnap the child, you know, take the child out of one school, put it in another one. You have no knowledge. They'll move to another town. You have no address. You have no way to get in contact with your kids because they're alienating you from your kids. So they do that in hopes of, I don't know why they do it, because it's some sick shit. Like, to be honest with you, it's something that I would never do. I don't believe in choosing for the child whether or not they should have a relationship with the parent. Now, I say that to say this. Now, if the other parent has done something to harm the child, you know, molestation or anything like that, then of course, you know, ain't no motherfucking way, you know, you getting next to my child, you know, no. But, you know, if you have a good parent and, you know, you're just doing all this stuff because you cheated, which will be another subject that we'll touch on, as cheaters. And you're mad at the parent because the other parent, because you cheated and got caught and they chose not to put up with it. Now you want to try to make their life hell. Like, oh my God. So like I said, I guess we can call this like an intro, you know, and like a test recording. Those are some of the topics that I'm going to touch on. Those topics like stem from my personal life. You know, I've witnessed on both sides of my family. You know, we'll talk about greed and, you know, that type of thing. Elderly abuse. You know, I've witnessed on both sides of my family. Greed. I mean, just the ugliest things that I would never imagine. Like, I would never imagine from these people that I had these memories of when I was a child, you know, these fond memories, you know, of just being so loving and all this stuff. You know, I witnessed greed on both sides of my family, on my dad's side and on my mom's side, you know, and it almost was simultaneously. And it hurt. Like, it hurt me to the core because I'm very family oriented, and to see that come out and to see, you know, and it was just a trip because it's like, it's the children doing this to their parent, you know, abusing their parent, or, you know, ganging up, you know, one or two siblings ganging up or clicking together, you know, to try to take control, you know. Damn near, I witnessed my grandmother on my dad's side being sick and having to go to the hospital. And literally, while she's in the hospital and the doctors, literally listening to my uncles talk about paperwork and, you know, money and all this stuff, like basically writing her off like she was dead, you know. And so that hurt me to the core. So when I talk about being able to step outside of a situation and see the people for who they are, and you know, saying, you know, thinking to yourself, like, do you fuck with these type of people? Hell no, I don't fuck with them type of people. So I had to stop fucking with them type of people, like, you know, because that's just not how I get down. And just reflecting on that day, I see it so vivid in my mind right now. I went completely the fuck off, you know, in the hospital, you know, chastising my uncles, you know, like, how dare you? How dare you be here, you know, in this lobby, talking about the money, you know, that you're going to gain from my grandmother being gone. Like, are you serious? Like, the money is more important than my grandmother being here? I'm so sorry. I'm getting emotional. Because like I said, it's so vivid and the emotions just came back. So, you know, that was the beginning. So I've been on quite a journey.
In that journey, I've seen some ugly things. I've seen some good things. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. And I just want to grow more. You know, I just want to learn more. I want to give more. I'm a big giver. I love to give. I love to help. You know, so I know that in my journey, I know that those people that love to give and that are givers, I've learned that that's my tribe. I can't be with a taker. I don't really like takers. And I've learned that the biggest mistake that a giver could ever make is being with a taker, because it's so unbalanced. Because the giver, which I am, all I know how to do is give. All I know how to do is give. All I know how to do is see, like, okay, well, how can I help with this? How can I help with that? And so, you know, when you're with the taker, when you have a big heart and you're with the taker, oh, baby, they will suck you dry. They will suck you dry because all they know how to do is take. And so you imagine you're this giver with this big heart. And you're like, oh, how can I do this? How can I do that? And they're just sitting there sucking it up. Taking. The scales will never be equal, you know. And so I know that me as a giver, my heart is so big that I have to be with a giver. Because then there'll be reciprocity. You know, because I'll be giving, and it'll just be this continuous circle, you know, and that's dope. You know, that's what makes it dope. You know, you can appreciate that person and to know that you're appreciated. Like, for me, that's like the number one thing. Like, you know, I have to know that I'm appreciated. Like, if I feel like I'm not appreciated, like, it's a buzzkill, and it's like a total turnoff. Yeah, because I know I should be appreciated because I'm precious, you know, and that person, whoever I'm dealing with, they're going to know that they're appreciated. So I need that back for sure. So yeah, we will talk about, and what else we talk about? We'll talk about mental health, mental illness. You know, I've had to deal with that very close to home, very close to home. It can be very, very stressful. We'll talk about siblings. We'll talk about being an only child. Oh my God. When I was younger, I thought being an older only child was just the shit. But, you know, as I got older and found out, like, hey, if something goes wrong with a parent, guess what? It's only you. You can't call anybody else and be like, hey, can you handle this? You can't do it because it's only you. So, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, you know. You know, I don't know. Maybe those siblings were good to have. I don't know. But then, you know, as a child, I felt like I had a lot of siblings because my friends, I actually considered them like brothers and sisters, you know. We'll talk about loyalty, business. Definitely talk about business, entrepreneurship. Yeah, that's my thing. We'll talk about food. Just everything. Like, I'm going to be that homegirl that you're going to be like, let me see what she's talking about. Or, yeah, like, she be dropping jewels, like, and she hella cool. Like, so the way that I am is the way that I am. I am that I am. And we can talk about what else? The esoteric, you know, world. Just all kinds of stuff. Spirituality. I'm there. Like, I'm there and I'm totally here for it. But anyways, like I said, like, this is just my, like, my brief run, like, my test, like, getting my feet wet and trying to figure this thing out. I've never done a podcast, you know, but like I said, I love to learn from others. I love to listen and hear from others. I would love for you guys to give feedback. If there's any subjects or topics that you want to address, if you want to be a part of the podcast and be a guest on the podcast and you have some content, or you have some topics that you feel need some awareness brought to them, by all means, chime in, send me a message,
and let's link, you know, like I'm all open for collaboration. I believe in building, you know, I'm here to share what I know. Please share what you know. You know, let's learn from each other. Let's grow together. Let's enlighten each other. Let's laugh together. You know what I'm saying? Like all that good stuff. Like, let's make it like, you know, like we're just chilling, you know, we're just chilling and you know, getting to know each other, uplifting each other, loving on each other, you know, cause that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, you know, I've been, preaching that for quite some time, that love is, you know, the greatest force in the world. And, we should definitely live out of it and reside in it. But anyways, like I said, if you have any content, this is my test run, just putting this out there. And I want to see how I sound, you know what I'm saying? We recorded, but anyways, I'm going to sign off. I think I am going to launch this on January 1st, hoping to get some feedback, and I'm hoping to hear from you guys. You know, like I said, if you want to join in on the podcast, you have some content you want to share, some topics that you feel are relevant, by all means, chime in. You can email me. I have an email. I'm going to create another one, but for now, you can send it to platinumhooks, PLATNUM, hooks with an S, at gmail.com. And yeah, so it's your girl, Tish, Leticia. For those that don't really know me, those that know me, they call me Tish. So anyways, you guys have a blessed day. I'm launching this on the 1st. Well, I don't know. Maybe I not. Might launch it now. But anyways, there will be something posted on the 1st. That's my birthday. So, you know, I plan on turning up. I don't do it often, but, you know, I'm trying to get back to me. So yeah. So Merry Christmas to you all. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Don't forget to love on each other. And yeah, signing off. Bye.